Hello, this is Dr. Ebony Vulture Dictanian and Dospy Report on Ebony Henry. Date of birth is 10-17-1974. Date of procedure May 3rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Ebony Vulture Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Mitchell Shaw. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is anemia, comma iron deficiency anemia, comma heartburn, comma early satiety, comma dysphagia, comma epigastric pain, comma colorectal cancer screening, comma change in bowel habits with constipation. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as someone that's your oral experience with the patient. Patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Well, lubricated from sedated gastrocolpus was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision. To the second portion of the duodenum, careful examination is made of the duodenum, the second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retroflex is obtained in the cardiac, air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and the direct exam is normal. Well, lubricated one sodium colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or facilitical valve complex for the full period. The terminal end was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, ascending colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as a 7,2-3-2, good prep. The patient died of procedure well without any complications. At upper endoscopy, proximal mid esophagus appeared in a mark. Common biopsies are obtained for their evaluation given the dysphagia. Next line. Z-line. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade A, ulcerative esophagitis, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation, as well as given the dysphagia. Next line. Overall, the esophagus appeared patent. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric, patchy gastric erythema noted in the anterior body. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology. And to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive gastric body polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bowel Prep score is greater than 7,2-3-2, good prep. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli, pan-diverticulosis coli. Next line, there were 3 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily, omeprazole, 20 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, given the iron deficiency anemia, would recommend pilocamp for further evaluation. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained and avoidance of NSAIDs was encouraged. Comma. Delete the comma. Next line, follow up in office previously scheduled. Thank you.